Jesus Christ.
Was that scary?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I just let it out.
Sometimes, you know. Oh, my God. Hi.
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 Hi. And welcome
to
another episode of
Drag Trash.
Got it right that time again.
I'm also getting my other angle.
Oh, Drag Trash. Drag Trash. To you, too.
We're trying things.
We don't know. We're just like setting up a whole new arena here, right?
Yeah, it's Gladiator 2.
Sharks and camels?
There were rhinos.
Rhinos.
You know what? I actually watched that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it? You did.
I did.
You did. Okay, can I tell you? Somebody at work has seen it, and they were talking about it the other day, and they said they fight animals in it. And I said, hold up.
Yeah.
Do they do the whole thing where they think they, like, you know, flood the Colosseum and they put the sharks in there? And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they have Navy battles in that Colosseum? And she's like, yeah. And I said, I might want to watch it.
And you know what, girl? That's what turned me on, too. And I watched that movie, and I was like, I live.
Yeah, okay.
It's fun.
Well, it's
and like, you know who makes it?
Who?
Denzel.
Ridley Scott. He did make it,
that's
right?
That's funny. Yeah, that's a good joke. Denzel.
Okay.
Because everyone else would be in Silly Pants,
who else is
right?
In it?
And he grounds it.
Oh, Silly Pants.
Paul Mescal is kind of like the new Gladiator, right? He's the
Russell Crowe
character, basically.
His family dies.
Well, I won't spoil anything.
Oh, is it connected to the first one?
It is.
Do you remember what happens in the first one?
No.
I remember a lot of walking.
They take care of that.
Okay, great.
They literally, I mean, because which is actually funny that they did this because it was a popular enough movie. I feel like they didn't need to, but they like were doing flashbacks and everything, like original film footage. Yeah.
My one of my grandparents, they only owned two VHS tapes.
Oh, this is funny.
One of them was Gladiator.
What was the other one?
Sound of Music.
I gasp like that because weirdly.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I get why so many people love that movie, but like so many people own that movie.
I think it's a Christmas thing.
Is that what it is? Did you all watch it then?
No. I don't like the Sound of Music. I think it's kind of boring. Sorry. And I'm just like, Nazis, who cares?
But, girl.
Well, I digress. But I don't know. I think my family watched it a ton when they were kids, like in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Well, when they were little.
Yeah.
But I just think they grew up with it.
Right.
So they tried to transition that on, and I just thought, I'll take The Wizard of Oz, though.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
Sound of Music is sweet.
I'll pedal Wicked.
And there's, oh, yeah, Bitch Till the Day I Die. That's on every Christmas.
What a great Christmas movie.
What a good weekend movie. What a good evening movie.
What a movie. Gladiator 2.
Gladiator 2.
Gladiator.
I was just like... I wish.
Gladiator.
Pedro Pascal's in it.
He's different from
Paul Mescal.
Those are two different people?
Correct.
Paul Mescal's the one that wears the short shorts in Europe?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and Pedro Pascal is the one that's in The Last of Us.
Correct. You did that.
I did do that, okay.
Who else?
He does look like a gladiator. A scrawny gladiator.
They definitely, and especially the two people that play the current, like, Caesars.
Oh, yeah. Is it Caesar or is it just an emperor?
It's meant to be, like, it's two of them. It's a Caesar.
Oh.
It's a Caesar situation. And I don't know the full history.
Don't know.
But, like, they definitely, they're not the original, obviously, but the whole thing that they're playing into is, like, the Romulus Remus thing.
Okay.
You know, like the two of Rome, whatever.
Yes.
So they are brothers.
Okay.
And
they kind of look like brothers.
One of them that I know is the one from Stranger Things that was super popular from that. Joseph Quinn.
Who was he in
Eddie
Stranger
Munson.
Things? Oh, he's in it too?
Yeah, he plays one of the Caesars.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I have to watch this movie.
I mean, I put it on reluctantly. I was like, whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm watching this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I know.
It's long though, right?
It's like a solid 2 hours or whatever. I will say.
Oh, 2 hours. That's fine.
Right? Here's what sold me on it.
Yeah.
I like an action movie.
Yes.
And the original Gladiator, if I'm remembering right, was just a lot more drama
walking.
And like a lot
people
of
walking
like.
Walking in wheat fields.
Right.
I
And don't get me wrong, there's a little bit of that in this.
Okay. I mean,
but
we all
they make up for it. Yeah, we got to go on a long walk. We got to go on walkabout.
On a walkabout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie? That Australian
don't get me
movie?
Off the spot. Don't. Yeah, they did it. What was I even talking about?
Remulus and Romulus.
Yeah. Dogs. They did good action sequences.
Action. Sharks.
The flooding thing is good. The flooding scene is good.
Now, I know that they said that that is factual. You think they really did that?
I mean, that's like what they tell them in the tours, right?
I just don't know.
I think that
that is some sophisticated. Like, they had plumbing.
They did.
Had
they had running toilets. And all that. Yeah.
But I'm just like, okay. But
it was
also,
like, they weren't doing a ton of other entertainment.
Yes.
And like, obviously, I don't think there was, I mean, I'm spitting out my mouth now. I'm not imagining there's like a lot of other state-sponsored entertainment. This is their NFL. So they're pumping money into
it. But also, because the Roman Empire, you know, what's that saying? The sun never sets on the Roman Empire. So, like, okay, if you want to take it all the way, the new Roman Empire.
Whoa.
The fall of the Roman Empire. But what I'm saying is they had money and they had peace. And so they were able to do the entertainment right. Because they weren't worried all the time about, like, are we going to eat?
Well, there was still that.
Was there?
Well, because there was a heavy, heavy caste system. That's why there's gladiators in the first place.
But let's take away the take away the caste system for a second.
Yeah.
The billionaires in charge can eat.
Yeah. And have their
cake.
They
got corn and they got the wheat.
Yeah.
And they're putting on the shows.
Yeah.
They're putting on the drag shows.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
I mean, the drag performers are the serfs.
Yes. And that's still true.
Who's to say it's not happening right now?
I mean, I was going to say, we just have different levels, different examples of it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, I got to watch it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Okay.
I was surprised. It's not like a, like, ooh, I'm going to watch that again kind of thing, but I was like, I enjoyed it.
I like men in skirts fighting with swords. They have swords?
Oh, yeah. Denzel. Always in it.
Is
but
he a
he's
gladiator?
Really selling this. No, he's up. He's like, he's doing parliament shit.
Oh, he's like a counselor.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Name of the Rose?
No.
Okay, never mind. Moving on. Gladiator. Didn't know.
No.
Ridley Scott, is he still kicking?
I guess so, because he directed this. I didn't see it, but a few years ago, he did that really bad Egypt movie. Did you hear about this?
No.
It was, I can't even remember what it was called.
What parts of Egypt? Like, what were they doing?
Oh, girl, they were doing Bible stories. They were doing Bible stories. I think it was, like, the whole Red Sea part. Like, I think it was Moses' story.
I love those cartoons.
Did you like the
Prince of Egypt?
Oh, duh. Sorry. Like, I don't like any of that anymore, but that is a brilliant movie.
The movie is beautiful.
The music.
When they're splashing that blood on the doors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
You can't touch that music.
It was the one time where I said, Bible.
They really sold it there. I was like, this could get me to convert.
The Bible is interesting.
I know.
If you take it.
In film.
Yes.
In film and animation. Period.
Well,
and that's
okay.
The extent of
I'm
it for me.
I'm not going to read 10 pages of people's brother's last names.
Diva. All of the best stories have already been made into movies. And there's only like 3 stories that's been made into movies.
Did you see that Noah movie?
Yeah. It was bad.
It was bad. They kind of like dunified it.
Well, it's also like a fuck around with the story to begin with. Yeah, it's like based on a graphic novel.
Graphic novel. Noah is my favorite.
You like that story
big
best?
Old flood coming by.
That's wild.
I just think y'all can believe that. You can't believe homosexuality.
And also fuck climate change. It's like, what? What?
Listen,
what?
That dove was able to find that tree. I think they were just in a lake and the lake got a little flooded.
That's funny.
They were all probably got a lot of booze.
Well,
and
you
they
know,
were just like high and drunk and they were with a bunch of animals and they said, you know what? God was doing something.
I mean, we cannot have an objective look at the planet at that point in time.
Mm.
We didn't have satellites and whatever. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I would more likely believe that like that area of the world
flooded.
Yes. And like their world, which is the extent of the land that they can see.
Right. Because not every animal lives on Africa or in the Middle East.
Right. Well, also, sorry to spoil everyone's fun, but, like, we've dug down into the earth. We have ideas of, like, what's happened.
Sedimentary rock.
Years and years and years and years. Like, we would know if the whole earth flooded.
Literally.
We would know.
You can dig into the side of a mountain, and a fifth grader can point you to the layers and be like, okay, well, there was massive amounts of eruption and fire here. Here's the flood plain.
We're doing it in ice now, too.
Because we're drilling the cylinders down, and then we're taking the cylinders up, and they're all the layers. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Clearly not.
I haven't looked at this all time.
Oh, it's funny because we were joking earlier that, like, you definitely look like my student right now.
Oh, yeah.
Although I am sexy teacher. I should not wear this
That's
to class.
That's college. It's all right.
Yeah, we're
I'm
college
also
students.
Going to college yeah. for Playgirls.
Oh, my God. Play Bunny College.
Playboy U.
Surely that was a show on E for a minute. Because didn't they have the Playboy Bunnies as, like, yeah. They had a show.
They had a show.
It was called House Bunnies, right? I don't remember.
I don't know.
There was that one really famous one that was, like, at the head of it. She was Hughes' girl at the time.
Hughes' girl.
Yeah. Mm. Or there was, like, a few of them.
Huge girl.
Huge ass. How do you drink caffeine?
Straight up.
Straight.
Wednesday when we had all that snow, you know?
Mm.
It was Tuesday night. It was Tuesday night because it was the day that I was delayed going into work 2 hours.
Oh, right.
And so you want to know what happened to me that morning?
What?
I was just taking my time. I was doing some writing.
Nice.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go down and start my car.
Yeah.
So I go down and start the car and start shoveling and sit down and I start listening to music. Somewhere in that 3 minutes of me sitting down, listening to music, not mm-hmm. paying attention, a car parks behind my car, blocking me into my driveway. I don't see this person leave their car. Remember on New Year's Eve when that car?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that same car.
No.
It was that white sedan. And I was like,
you'd think after they got a note.
I left a note, didn't I?
I remember you did.
Okay.
Because I went down with you. I was like, let's find out who they
I
fucking
left a
are.
Note. I left a note that was like, meanie.
That's all it said was meanie. And maybe they just didn't get it. And they were like, maybe. I guess I could park here again.
Well, okay. The story continues. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I got to go to work. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll start knocking on doors. Yeah. So I go next door and I knock on the door. I knock on the door again. Like, I stand there for like 3 minutes and finally a woman comes to the door and I'm like, hi, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to work. Do you know whose car this is?
Yeah.
She kind of looks at it and she's like, no, but I saw some guy looking at a phone like he's looking at addresses go to the next house. And I was like,
delivery.
Okay.
Great.
So I'm like, okay. So I walk to the next house. Same thing.
Or a hookup.
I knock on the door and dogs barking. There are children screaming. I was just like, oh my God. She again took forever to get to the door. And then she looks at the car and she goes, no. And I go, well, your next door neighbor just said she saw somebody exit that car and go into your house. And she goes, huh. Oh, maybe that's so-and-so's car. And she goes, so-and-so, is this your car? It was his car. And she was just gonna, like, not even care.
No.
And you know what? He finally came out. He was very nice. Very
oh,
nice.
Good.
I think he was a foreign exchange student.
Mm.
Like, having, I don't know what they call that, where it's like...
He switched?
Oh, he switched places?
Yeah.
But he was very nice.
Yeah.
He was wearing my same shirt that I almost wore that day.
I thought you were going to talk about this shirt. No, I was like...
One of my, like, rugby shirts.
Oh, funny.
But I was just like, dude.
Dude.
Don't park behind my car.
Yeah. The note should have been enough.
The note should have been enough.
Also, who is this gatekeeper?
Right.
Protecting
you
from...
The redhead.
Yeah.
The redhead who she was like, no, he's not here.
Love that. Crime. Criminal.
But I just like, what? Couldn't care less about helping somebody.
Yeah, I didn't want to be bothered. No. Which I get.
It's her fault!
She didn't know that.
Well.
Now she does. Yeah.
Now I know what kind of neighbors I have. Stuck ups.
That's why I don't talk to my neighbors. You shouldn't do that.
Try not to.
People should really... We should, right?
Talk to our neighbors?
Yeah. Community. We need each other.
I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. oh, I'm really sad. I wrote some funny questions last night. But then I put them on my phone, which is over there as a camera right now.
I don't think can I you can read them see from the there? Questions. Mm-hmm. You can't remember at all what they were?
No. I do remember the last one, but what that was the punchline.
Well, I guess you're just going to
have to wait. Maybe next week.
You're
going
to have to wait. Yeah, you're going to have to wait.
Maybe next week. How was your week?
You know, it was okay.
Just okay?
Okay, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay,
I'm going to say something, but I am going to be vague about it.
Great, here we go. Can I translate or I skip it? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, after wearing gloss last week, I was like, I need a break.
Oh, yeah. I bought some books from the store.
Cool, yeah.
Some art books.
Ooh.
And one of them had a little note in there that was like, to so-and-so, thank you so much, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh. So I'm reading this note, and it says, ever since I was little and I watched you in the movie, beep, you have always been an inspiration to me. I hope you love this book, and I hope you never get rid of it. Well, I got it.
Right,
right.
Sorry.
But this person had a pretty big library of gay porn art books.
Oh, work.
And
were they not a very, like, out person?
I think they were.
Oh, okay.
I think they were.
I was like, because that's funny.
This person
it's like,
originated.
Here's Reverend Jones. Right.
This person originated quite a few roles on Broadway.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Died here in St. Louis, though, last year, and that's why I think we got his books.
Anybody guess? Anybody guess?
Anybody want to guess?
Anyone guess?
He's dead.
It's in it to he.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun.
Some big musicals, too.
Ooh. Well, at least they died and gave away the collection. It wasn't that they just
that's right.
gave it away.
That's pretty good, though.
That's good. That's juicy. Oh, and so you got some good books?
I got some good books.
Ooh.
I was going to bring them, but then I was like,
I know.
You have to blur out everything anyway.
Well, and it's like, I don't know what that is. I try to be really careful about our copyright stuff, just in case.
Right, right.
But then we also, you know, did a music video to a Charlie XCX song.
That's true. That's true.
It just means that we can't earn money on it, I think.
Oh.
So if it ever goes viral,
yeah,
can't earn on that one. Or, like, you know, as we collect views and stuff like that, if we ever monetized, it would just, like, that wouldn't count towards it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It was a creative move, though.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. I wanted to do this song. So, and I've wanted to do music videos and stuff so badly. And, like, I don't write my own music. So I only kind of come up with stuff that I hear.
Right, right.
And that's always been the barrier where I was like, I don't know if I can just post this if I made it. So do I want to put in the time? And then what does it mean? Anyway, what does it mean? Glad we did it.
Yeah, it's that putting in the time.
But you know what? And I'm going to brag on us for a minute. We did that.
We did that fast.
We did that in 3 hours. We filmed it in like 3 hours.
That was wild.
I edited it in a day.
Yeah. Wild.
It was great.
That's so fun.
It was really fun. Mm. I want to do it again.
We should.
What song do you want to do?
What song am I really into right now? It's season 5. We're all looking to be gagged.
Wonderful, Minnie Wang. Is that where you were going?
Well, I was kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. What song do I want to sing right now? What song do I really, what am I really into?
Oh, I have a song that I'm obsessed with right now, but what? I am saving it to, if I would love to lip sync to it.
Okay.
So I don't want to make a music video with it yet.
That's fine.
I have ideas for how I want to perform it in person.
Mm. Kylie song.
No. Close. It's Robin.
Oh.
But she just did this new song with Jamie XX, who is like,
another
he's a DJ.
X? Oh, okay.
But I mean, he's a DJ. He is an artist. This is hard to explain. He is an electronic artist. So he doesn't usually do like vocals and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah.
But he has.
Okay.
Because he was originally part of that band called XX. You remember them?
What's some of their music?
It's real broody. I'm like,
Probably.
Anyway, they have a song out, and it's
good.
bopping.
Okay.
Yeah, like it gets me together.
I really like the song that Dolly Parton does with Sabrina Carpenter.
They did
that little duet.
Yeah, it's cute. I saw some stills from, like, didn't they do a music video or like a, or no, they just did a photo shoot together.
I think it's just a photo shoot.
I was screenshotting that shit because there's a picture where she's lighting, Dolly's lighting a cigarette for Sabrina. And it's so beautiful.
I love that.
I do too.
You know, Dolly, she's getting in trouble right now. She's not getting in trouble. She's raising her voice.
Oh, good.
Because I think it's either Indiana or it's not Illinois. I think it might be Indiana. They're trying to get rid of her reading.
Her reading program?
Her reading program.
Like one of the only lights in this world, in this country?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course they are. Like, if you didn't know that these people were evil yet, they're trying to get rid of Dolly Parton's reading, like, free book for children program.
Yeah, if you didn't know this, Dolly Parton has a reading program where
it's fabulous.
She'll send you free books in the mail, and they're all for kids. It's called a... Just look up Dolly's reading.
She's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Of course they want to shut it down.
So there's that.
Yeah, wow.
But,
You like that song?
I do like the song, but I like Sabrina Carpenter.
I think we should do a Sabrina one for you. Okay. And maybe it's just a you video.
The songs are so short. I mean, Jesus
Christ. I mean,
Christ.
Yeah, that would be easy. I know. I have an idea. I've had an idea for one for a long time for the two of us to a remix of Sam Smith's Unholy.
Okay, yeah.
And where Kim Petras joins the track. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like the remix is a little more.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've had an idea for that one for a while. Okay. And you do Kim's part.
Okay.
Yeah. But we would need a basement. We could use the one in your apartment. Basically, like, ooh, I don't want to give it all away.
Well, don't. Save it.
We need a basement.
Watch out for the basement porn headed to
That's exactly what's happening. Dungeon porn.
50 Shades of Grey.
Wow, we really went to the same place.
Did you do that?
I said dungeon porn. This is why we're friends.
Mm. Speaking of dungeon porn, you know, I finally wrote a pretty steamy scene in my fanfic.
In your buddy man's?
It was good.
Can I call it that?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you want to share any deets? Any?
Should I read something?
Yeah. Oh my God, please. Yes. And while you do that, I'm going to steal your mirror so I can look at my hair.
Okay.
Because I've been suffering. We took away our monitor to... Oh, it's actually really nice. And... Oh, you know what? No notes. But now I can see myself from over
here. Let's see. 245 hits.
Oh my God, good for you. Do you have any kudos you have?
3.
Good for you. Yeah. Wait, hang on. I'm going to look at your thing. I never know where to look for the author.
Oh.
It's always so hard to tell. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Read this passage.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so cool to see your work there.
You could also post your work there too.
I mean, I know, but then I'd have to write it.
Oh. Okay, I have to just find where it is now. I guess I can be quiet.
That was pretty good tongue pop.
That was good tongue pop.
I scared Derek with that the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just walking by his room, and I did that. And I didn't realize that he was sleeping. And I mean, he fully, like, he was turned the other way from the door, and he was like...
All right, do you want...
Oh, sorry.
Do you want beginning, middle, or end... Paragraph 1, 2, or 3.
How about beginning so that it's like not giving too much away? It's a little spicy though?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'm setting the stage.
Do you want me to? I can't do anything.
Evan Buckley Buck has gone to pursue his best friend, Eddie Diaz.
Why don't you take it to that camera?
Okay. Buck is looking for Eddie Diaz, his best friend, who he is in love with, and he has snuck into his house to give him some birds, and he has found himself in a laundry room.
Okay. Where did the birds come in again? Sorry.
He brought the birds with him.
Got it.
In a cage.
I'm sure it makes sense to the 911 folks.
I'm retelling the birds.
That is an addition.
This is when Tippi Hedren, you know, hires the boat and she drives across the bay and
beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. I love that movie. Okay. A hunger stirs in Buck, bubbly and hot. He swallows, moving his tongue over the roof of his mouth. An ache, a desire warms in him. Buck raises the shirt to his face, and closing his eyes, he presses it to his nose, allowing himself to take in the scent of his best friend. Citrus blends perfectly with the faint aromas of Eddie Diaz. At first, the shirt smells of his deodorant, warm and spicy and tangy, but delving deeper into the individual notes, Buck finally susses out Eddie's scent, his skin, his sweat, his musk. Buck draws the shirt away, breathing in the air of the porch, refreshing himself before bringing the shirt back to his nose. He takes several more deep breaths into it, imagining Eddie wearing it, lifting weights, moving a fire hose, smiling, his grin too big to hide beneath his perfect mustache, his arms too big to fit inside short sleeves.
Diva!
Did you like it?
I did! I liked it a lot.
Oh my god, I'm gonna read it later.
Yeah, it's good. It's really
good. And then he proceeds to touch himself.
I mean, who wouldn't say that? Wow, oh my god, good. I mean, I know you're a good writer, but damn.
Thanks.
Oh my god, whole new world for you.
Well, schmutt.
Schmutt. Schmutt it up.
It's good.
Perfect time to become a smut writer, too. Perfect time to be a drag queen. Perfect time. Good thing we're doing it this week and not getting arrested.
Yeah, so my aunt calls me in the middle of the night the other night, and she goes, Missouri is going to ban drag tomorrow, and it's going to become a felony. And I go, well, I'm going to be doing drag on Friday. She goes, it's silent on the other end of the line. And I'm like,
okay. Let's be real. This is a real threat.
It's a real threat.
Not in our state at the moment.
We are not taking this lightly.
No. And bless Gaga
for
being such an ally.
Just wanted to be like, this is when you're supposed to do drag.
Yeah.
No.
No,
it's not a felony.
No, it's not what was happening
in
the moment.
In fact, it was a different law in a different state. The banning or trying to ban minors from seeing drag shows, but I don't think anything ever went with it.
Right. And to be fair, there is similar legislation happening in Missouri right mm-hmm. now, but mm-hmm. it's stalled.
I know. But can you imagine trying to, I mean, this is the whole, here we are again, lifting up skirts. How are you policing this? I don't understand.
You're not. And I think that the idea is to discriminate across the board.
Okay.
And make people afraid, and then ultimately erase queer people.
Okay.
So, like, the strategy has never been to be, like, piecemeal about this.
Okay.
Because
it's
it doesn't
that.
Make any sense. You're right. When you actually think about it, it doesn't.
Because I'm just like, I mean, how far are you going to take it? Are you going to take it into, like, circuses where there are men as clowns dressed as women? Is that a felony? And it's like, what about touring Broadway shows that go from state to state that have men portraying women in these shows? Is that a felony? Like, it's like, y'all are stupid.
Do you know what else? Agreed.
And men have been dressing up as women for a millennia. Literally, men did not allow women to perform, so they had to put on wigs and the lashes and the earrings and take the train to the club.
They did. So first of all, learn your history. Here you go. Learn your history, first of all.
Right.
And second, when you really start thinking about these rules and these laws, they just don't add up. They don't.
When we were at the mall earlier buying our mattress, we had an old woman come up to me. What happened? Scott, and she was like, "Can I talk to you for a second?" And she had a little pamphlet, and Scott was like, "No, I'm good." I'm like, "I just wanted to be like, do you like what the Christians are doing to our country?"
Right.
I mean,
what were they asking for? Sorry, maybe you left out some details I missed there.
She was proselytizing.
I thought, I was like, I don't know, a woman with
no,
a pamphlet.
No, she had like two little pamphlets. We thought she needed like directions to something or something.
And when you said pamphlet, I heard clipboard.
Oh.
And so I was like, maybe she's trying to,
Scott sussed it out. I was ready to be like, oh yeah, homeless is that way.
And
Scott was ready. And so I was just like, right here, I'm trying to exit the mall, and my hands have, like, pillows.
I know. They think it's so urgent, though.
It's so inconvenient, it the really Christians. Is. You know, at work the other day...
I think it was just question. The timing of it all. It was to pause, like, is it going to happen? Full burp, nice pause after. It's good timing.
If you could erase any book from the entire world, what would it be? The Bible!
Duh.
That is the answer, right?
Yeah, it has
so
to be.
So that was the question going around work the other day. Mm-hmm. And they asked me, and immediately I was like, oh, the Bible.
Yeah.
And they were like... And I was like, what? And they're like, that's what so-and-so said too immediately. And I was like,
because it's the right answer.
I'm like, literally, where are all the problems?
I don't know why you're asking us this like multiple choice question when it is a single.
Because like, what other book do you want to ban so badly? Or not ban, just erase.
Also, like,
Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point?
I'm sure there are a lot of books we could like, quote unquote, deal without.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one by and large.
I just feel like things would be so much better. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You could speculate and say some other one would come into power or some other one would become more popular or whatever. But in our history, in our timeline, in this universe, yeah, absolutely.
The Bible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun to think about, though. Like, what would have been our first book? Because, you know, that was the first printed book, unfortunately.
Right. Well, wouldn't it have just been like the Torah or something?
I was going to say something, some older religion probably. But that's also assuming that the development toward the printing press also coincided with religion, still.
Well,
and it might not have.
Correct, because if the Bible wasn't...
Your straw. Sorry.
It's pooping.
I know it's really serious.
Oh!
How is this happening? Oh! Why is it doing that? How is it still coming out?
It's the demon.
It's the unknown.
It's the unknown.
Wait.
Where are those people now?
How did they, all of those actors, I hope they got work. What was that? What was that physics phenomenon we just witnessed? God.
I just look
for
that sign.
I heard you were twerking about you. I heard you were twerking about me.
Yeah, I was twerking on God.
Twerking on God.
I'm always twerking on God. Twerking on God, making sure he's doing the right thing.
Twerking on God.
Yeah, you know, working on him.
Yeah, I know.
Working on him. You still think that's good?
You still like that ass?
Yeah, you still like
that.
You're like, human, you like still that? Like that idea?
You like that? You like switching up each cheek, too. You like that, God? That's funny. I'm sure God would love a twerk session.
Imagine God as like, you know,
a
ball of light or something. No, I don't know how you imagine God, but...
That's funnier. Yeah, this orb of something and someone just twerking on it.
I mean, yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Anyway. Oh.
Oh. Oh, shit. God, this sweater is taking a beating. The right side of your sweater is taking a beating. Oh, you're just rubbing it in. Can I get you a wet paper towel? Oh, stop it. You're
it's
making
fine.
It worse.
It's fine. Wow.
We can still save her.
I think it'll be fine. You know what? I will say, there was still so much, like, you know... Preserves on the sweater because I didn't wash it first.
Oh yeah, so that it's like it's got
it's
like a
got its factory spray.
It. Yeah. Sorry to touch your boob like this.
I think it looks great.
I think we did it. Yeah, just soften it up a little bit more. It should be good to go.
Yeah, no one will know.
No one will. Oh, there you go. That's gonna cover up a host of grievances.
Come in the hair, water. Come on the boob, water.
Cover up more hair.
Hair. Hair. We should be talk. What was she saying?
Sorry, y'all, I was thirsty.
We should talk about hair. Princess Diaries.
Oh,
Voltaire. Voltaire. Hair.
I would rather talk about Voltaire.
Yes.
I just watched that like 2 weeks ago, and I was laughing so hard at that joke because I was like, Derek and I were watching, and I was like, you know how long I did not get that joke?
Right, because I always thought it was like vault hair.
Who do know?
And I was like, what is vault hair?
Teenagers don't know fucking vault hair.
And
yeah.
I just...
Maybe San Francisco teenagers.
Private school. I really love that little school.
Oh, I love everything about
that little
movie.
School that's just
in
like
San Francisco.
The two little steps. And
then like
the
their
stuff. And they're on the street.
Their playground is like on the roof.
I like it all.
Yeah, it's great.
The uniforms.
I do too.
Although I probably wouldn't like the uniforms if I actually was there.
Lana, Montana, banana.
I'm Lana.
Oh, I don't, just not even. I just work here. No big deal. Wow. No, great movie. Princess Diaries and Princess Diaries 2. Both
They're
very
making a
good.
Third one, right?
They're fucking making a third one, and I can't wait. And thank God. Do you know, though? I don't think Julie's going to be in it.
Dead.
No, she's not dead.
No, they're probably going to kill her in it.
Oh, they'd have to.
She's got to come. She's got to take over Queen, right?
I know. Sad. I always, but, you know, we have to.
I always.
That looked like a lot.
It was one.
Okay. We have to prepare the public for Julie Andrews' death, though, and we have to do that in like film form first. And I say that because I have to protect my sister from Julie Andrews' death.
I think, yes, it has got to be a weird thing to be a person who is alive, mm-hmm. who has played a part mm-hmm. in a movie mm-hmm. some years ago, and they reboot that, and your character has dead. Has dead.
Has dead.
Has dead.
Yeah. I have dead.
I have dead.
Sorry, can't come to work today.
So then you have to, like, watch yourself dead. Die.
Right. Right. That would be trippy.
That would be kind of trippy. But then you can be like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. You know, that was kind of
Kim
good.
Cattrall. Yeah. That's yeah. how I do it, too.
Yeah.
Be like, don't fuck up my funeral. Mm. Oh, what did you think about Big's funeral, though? I think it's time we can talk about it, right? They're going into their third season.
You know, that was just the white room.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
I know. It was really ugly. And of course, but you know what? It's exactly what Carrie Bradshaw
I got
would
it.
Do.
I got it.
I got it immediately.
I was like, it's all about her. And it's, she's mad.
It's aesthetic. It's clean. It's like,
I get it.
I was like, she would do this.
Yeah. 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 She's like, yes, no frills, just austere.
Yeah. And chic.
Just like her wedding, though. Well, the first one. The library one.
Get really mad when I think about that we'd never got to see what the room would look like in the library with the wedding. Because they never built it. Because they never got there.
Never got there. She That's collapsed so on the stairs like a dead bird.
I'm like, I wish the story went a different direction so I could see the set.
Get me out of here. Live.
I do too. I do too. I can because, oh God, I don't know. There's something very real about that at the same time.
Oh my God.
Where I'm like, I know people so obsessed with getting married and people who have been in and out of relationships like theirs have, where I'm like, by the time they really reach the altar, it is like, whoa. And it was that.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And that performance was crazy. And the best part of that movie that I will watch if I catch it every time is the Mexico trip. Because sleeping for the first 3 days, first of all, is a vibe. Second of all, is kind of like a Houdini level stunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's impressive. And then everything else about that trip is so fucking funny. Charlotte Poughkeepsie'd her pants.
Samantha with all the sushi on her.
Oh, yeah.
And then the hot guy that she meets.
Oh, with a huge dick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next door, and they showed it.
They did.
Yeah, good that was them. Good. That was great.
Was it real?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, sometimes they're plastic.
Sometimes they are these days.
In the background.
Right. That one I think was real. And my heart is real. And she has that little dog that humps.
Yeah.
There's a lot to that movie. There's a lot to like about that movie.
You know, they God, love Charlotte.
Wow. Did we ever, like, really get into that when I was watching it?
I don't think so.
You don't have to.
I'm excited. You know who also likes that show?
Who?
Scott.
Oh, really?
He asked me the other day.
Which one? The new one or the old
one? The new one. He goes, when's Striking Out coming back? What's it called?
Striking Out!
What's it called? Off season?
And just like that. It is a terrible title. But it makes sense with the story and the character. There's just something like, he asked you about it.
And I was like, it's a summer show, so.
It's coming. But it's been off for a couple of years, right? There was the writer's strike.
It was the writer's strike. That's what happened. Yeah. It messed everything up.
I haven't watched any of those.
But good for you for getting your money.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Would rather be watching our shows under these conditions.
I know. So I know there are people watching this who didn't experience the last really big writer's strike. Mm. And it sort of feels like a weird, like I remember the last one, I think we might have been in high school.
Yeah, because I remember like it was big when Tina Fey was big.
Correct. Yeah. And so, I don't know, it just kind of feels like history repeating itself.
I mean, they do keep saying that about the economy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Hollywood has to collapse first, and then everything else kind of trickles down. Because I think Hollywood makes a lot more money than we think, and it boosts our economy in ways we don't understand.
I definitely don't understand it. But I think you might be right. It's definitely one of the, like, omens of that's coming. Right. You know what I mean?
And I'm so sorry. If you work for the IRS and you lost your job this week.
Oof. We're going to pour one out for you later,
taxes.
I guess.
I got to do my taxes. I don't know. Scary.
Scary.
I hate everything.
I know.
We're not even going to have IRS anymore.
It's not going to be big, that's for sure. Well, here's the thing. They really don't want the IRS to come after any of these billionaires. Mm-hmm. And so they're stripping it because they're about to do some dirty shit to make a lot of money. I mean, not that they haven't been, but...
They're almost dead. What are they going to do with this money?
It's not about that. It's not about spending it.
I just don't understand.
I don't either.
But maybe if I had that much, I'd understand.
I don't think so. I think you and I are built from the same cloth, which is we pretty much spend every dime we get.
Why are we saving it?
Thank you. I'm sorry. Let's just go off. Because we don't have anyone else to fight against us, so let's just go off. What are you fucking doing? What are you putting it away for? And, like, I get if you're putting it away for something you want to buy later. Yeah. That's tough, but that's pretty much the only reason I'm saving. If I have the idea of what I'm saving this for and not just for some rainy day.
Even that, I'm going to be spending money soon.
Which, like, I get it's kind of irresponsible or whatever, but I'm just like, what is the money for?
We are never supposed to be able to buy a house. So I don't know what you want us to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crap.
And, like, I'm going to fill any pot I'm given. You pay me $200,000, I'm going to figure out how to spend that.
I would love much.
I know.
What would we buy?
I don't know. I would love to think that there's an amount that I would be like, okay, I can put this aside because I'm never going to see it and still be able to spend a fun amount.
Okay.
But that, I think, requires a lot of money.
I think it's much more than we think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Or I just have expensive tastes.
No, because, I mean, not even $1 million goes very far nowadays.
You're right. What can you buy for $1 million these days?
New teeth? I don't think so.
I heard something really funny from someone, I can't remember, the other day. They were like, I want all of these billionaires to blow up the planet or whatever and go into their bunkers and forget their dentists because all of them have veneers and those things are going to wear out in about a decade.
That's crazy.
And they're going to come out of the ground with all these little gremlin teeth and they're going to be like herbivores and shit. Isn't that funny?
They're going to have to scour the earth for mushrooms.
Yeah, and they're going to get eaten.
By what?
By whatever took over as top predator while they were underground.
What do you think will take over as top predator? Whales?
Maybe primates?
Oh. But whatever killed us killed the primates?
Yeah, good point.
Birds.
Maybe. Oh, birds, bitch, because they've been around for a long time and they're not going anywhere.
Maybe it'll just come back around and they'll turn back into dinosaurs.
Oh my God, they come out of the ground and there's fucking like...
Because of all of the, like, crap in the air, right?
Yeah. So we've got, it speeds up evolution. Correct. So they're like, they've only been underground for, like, 10 years.
And it's
but we got a
smoky,
full-ass TX upground.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And just like Jurassic Park.
Just like it, but without
Elon
the science.
Musk is going to walk out of that toilet, and then that Tyrannosaurus Rex is going to pick him up. And then that's it.
Yeah. He is the toilet man.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. First kill in that movie, right?
Yeah, and the sound effects are amazing.
Oh, disgusting.
They are cracking something.
He was doing horror movie shit.
Yeah.
That's some,
so good.
What a dupe. You know what I mean? He got those people. I mean, like, I'm sure they advertised it as being a little bit scary.
Yeah.
But I don't think people, I'm sure people didn't realize how bad that was going
to
be going in.
They took me to the movie theater to see it. And I was a baby and I cried the entire time.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I still love it. Somebody died.
Great. One of my neighbors, I don't know who they are. That is a great movie. Ooh, and there's going to be a new one.
Have you seen that?
I've seen the trailer.
How was it?
No, that's a lie. I haven't. I've seen just like gifs of it. Isn't that wild
that
we can consume like little tiny bits of it?
I hate that. Yeah. It's like what David Lynch always said. He's like, you know, you watch a movie with a bunch of people and then they want you to get up and talk about the movie mm-hmm. when it's like the movie was the talking.
Oh, you mean as a director, they want you to talk about right. your film. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, he was like, I said it. You saw it.
You saw it.
You just watched it.
You saw it.
Yeah. That would be tough.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have that problem though.
Talking about it?
Yeah, because I don't shut up.
Like, what do you want me to say?
What do you
want to
know?
You say everybody's wearing red shoes like Dorothy?
I would give up too much. Be like, y'all didn't catch that?
Ruin it.
Yeah,
I'd ruin it.
Ruin it. Make it too obvious. That would be me.
It's like every time, you know, and I don't know. I'm going to make up an example. Mm-hmm. Desperate Housewives, and I'll be like, no. Oh, it's sometimes it's when it's 911.
Okay.
When, you know, they've spent too much money and they have to shoot stuff on the back lot. And I'll tell Scott, oh, that's the back lot. They're on the back.
It's a horribly planned show. The way you told me they wrapped up that other one so badly and so quickly. Like, what are they doing?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and it's also one of those shows that it's like they're not sitting down at the top of the season and saying...
Mapping it out.
Right. It's a week-by-week basis, bitch.
I know. They came out with an article saying that this next part of the season, people who are not normally in fights are going to be in fights.
Yeah. I think that they're doing that fast and loose, girl. That show is fast and loose.
Just
like Ryan's Hole. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming to Drag Trash.
Did you know?
What?
SNL 50?
Oh, yeah. I watched some of that.
You watched it?
I watched the, yeah, like the last 2 hours of the live thing. Not the concert, but the second one.
Didn't watch anything.
Yeah.
Except for I know one thing
yeah.
I really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep as her mother.
It was brilliant.
Was it good?
Yeah. Derek was sitting right here working, and I was in there about two drinks in.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my God, it's Meryl Streep. And I, like, got over to tell him while it was, and I'm, like, standing here in front of him. I'm like, Meryl Streep's over there. She's doing a skit. And it's like this. And I just go back and I say, oh, my God.
Okay. That's the only one I really want to watch. That and Sabrina and
that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of cute. Sabrina's number or whatever. There's a number that they do that's, like, with John Mulaney. He starts it. And it's kind of this big musical number about
like
New York.
Like they usually do. He's done that before, right? With the subway and everything?
Oh, maybe. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen other ones,
I
don't know. Okay. But this was like, yeah, a big musical number. That mm-hmm. one's worth watching. Mm-hmm. The best thing, it wasn't in the... There was so much. There was the concert.
What's this concert?
So there were like three things that they build. And it was like a concert, and it was kind of celebrating, you know, all the musical guests that they've had and stuff like that. Like, that's part of the show.
Adam Sandler was there probably playing something.
He did it during the live show, though.
Oh.
So there was like a concert thing one night in Radio City. Oh. And then there was like the red carpet, obviously, for the live 3-hour special, which happened in the actual studio. And that's the studio show was on a Sunday, which was wild, too. But this was also all on Peacock.
Right.
Anyway.
So it wasn't on Saturday night and it wasn't on ABC. It's not SNL.
It's never been on ABC. Anyway.
They're all ABC. They're all CBS.
I love that.
They're all the same thing.
I love that. Let those studio executives just
they're all
roll over.
Disney. I mean.
At this point, you're right. Yeah. But no, the concert, they did throw in that sketch, which is my absolute favorite of all time with with Anna Gasteyer and Will Ferrell, where they're the music teachers doing like current songs. And
I know that.
Oh my God, they're called the Culps, I think.
Okay.
And it's like, he's always sitting at a piano.
Okay.
And it's giving youth pastor. And he's got like a bald
Taste
wig
the biscuit
on it.
Kind of thing?
100%. But like a little bit more conservative.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then Anna Gasteyer is standing, and they're like, we're music teachers from like this district or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're trying to keep the kids interested. This was like a skit from the 90s, and it would be singing, you know, like rap songs. And
okay,
stuff. Was,
sure.
But in like
Salt and Pepper.
Her operatic tone and him like trying to follow like very clean music teacher white people.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So they did that at the concert show. And they did a whole bunch of songs, but the best one was they did Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. And so she starts off, she's like, dup, dup, dup,
dup, dup, dup.
It's
I love
hilarious.
Her. It's crazy to me that she played Elphaba on Broadway.
Amazing.
Crazy.
She's an incredible singer.
Who knew?
She's like a really good operatic singer and also like jazz singer.
Oh,
I know. Wild.
Can you scat?
Yeah, I can. But not the way you think.
That was Jesus again.
God. Yeah, there were some good little bits of it that are worth looking up online. I wouldn't say you have to watch the whole thing. The fun thing about watching it live that I got into is, like, they packed that studio with, like, every celebrity.
Oh.
It was just, like, every single... I mean, it was like the Academy Awards, right? Okay. But imagine it packed into the SNL studio.
Okay.
So every time you panned the audience, I would be like... Oh my God. Like,
Carrie Russell.
Right. Yeah. And it would just be like, oh my God. And then they would play into that in the audience for some of the skits too. Okay, it was fun.
But the regular SNL studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that called? Rainbow Room?
Studio 3B. 1A in Rockefeller Plaza. Is that what it is? I'm trying to think of the intro. I think it's 1A.
1A.
I got to go on that tour once when I went to New York. It's fun.
Was
did you ever
fun?
Do that? Yeah.
No. I didn't do anything.
And they
like
take
that.
You around to a bunch of studios in the building.
That's fun.
And it's like led by a page person. So it's like they have the jacket and everything and the little NBC Peacock.
That's fun. Like, how many people were in your group?
I don't know, like 20?
It's not too many.
No, it wasn't bad. But we got to go into that studio. It was really cool.
Did you see that the SAG Awards are going to be on Netflix?
I did. I think so that's they were like, been for the past few years.
That's kind of funny considering everybody was like, shit's on Netflix. It ain't going to be for any awards.
Oh, that's funny.
And now they're putting the award shows on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're starting to really dip into live stuff now. More.
Well, because they're a cable network, a glorified cable network.
Yeah.
It's home box office without the box office. You know HBO?
Yeah. You mean Max?
No, we don't call it
Never.
Max. That's so stupid.
It also just went through so many name changes before they landed on the stupidest one.
Max.
It was like HBO Go for their, do you remember that for a minute?
Mm-hmm. That was their app when it was on, I'm using the poopy napkin to take that name. It's coffee, it's not poop.
Scat. Ew. Oh, in our last week's video, or in the Valentine one, you threw some paper out. And it, like, just goes right under the camera in this cool way. If you go back and watch the episode, it looks like it's about to hit you in the face.
It didn't, though, did it? But you didn't,
But you
Leah.
Didn't, though, did you, Leah? No.
But you didn't, did you, Leah? You didn't read the script. Because you can't read.
I just like that she unintentionally sank her so hard in that moment.
She really did.
Like, not knowing what she was saying, really.
But they're, like, related, right?
Are they?
I think...
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lea Michele?
I think, like, she's, like, a...
goddaughter or something?
Yeah, something like that. Some stupid Hollywood...
So she was reading her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know. Yeah.
As much as Jamie Lee Curtis can read.
With her spiky hair. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know. That meme will forever be the...
Yeah, was it?
She's like drinking in one of them, and then she's like.
She's scary. She is somebody I would not want
terrifying.
To be in a room with.
No, who, because
yeah,
if we're talking fist fighting, she fights crazy.
Feral.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree.
Who are her parents?
They're famous people too. She's Nepo. Curtis. What's the dude Curtis?
No, it was what's her name? Who's in Psycho?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Vivian. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Famous. Crazy.
They're all famous. For what?
Oh, I heard something from Maya Hawke, another Nepo.
Yeah.
But a cool one.
Oh, Maya Hawke.
About how a lot of the I didn't realize this. A lot of casting agencies in Hollywood. Even for the A-list people, are adding their Instagram followers as like a metric for whether or not they get cast in a certain job. Like she has been sat down by her agent and she's like, you will get picked over somebody who has more followers depending on your audition or not, because they are also trying to think about how it's going to sell.
They're doing that with books too.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So when you're querying agents, it'll be like, if you have a big following on a social media, please note that here.
Right, because we're going to shoop you right to the top. God.
Don't you just love capitalism?
Yeah.
Death of art.
Is everybody having fun?
But you know,
as we talked about how much we love to buy.
Listen, but we can't because we don't have any money.
What's that fun? It's Fran Lebowitz has a good line about that. She's like, I hate money. She's like, I love things. What are you going to do?
I was in Nordstrom earlier because I had to get some MAC powder. My studio fix.
Lay it on us. I was in Neiman's earlier getting my La Mer.
There's all these women shopping.
What are they doing?
But I just like, don't buy that. Don't buy that.
Girls. I used to work in retail.
Don't buy that.
Don't buy that. I used to be really honest with people. And then at some point I was like, not too honest.
Okay.
But like at some point, I think somebody was like, you got to sell some clothes. Because I would be like, no, I don't think that that is working for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, if they ask.
Yeah, sure. How often would they ask? Really?
If somebody's going into a dressing room or if I'm assisting with that.
Yeah.
From my memory, I would say like 8 times out of 10.
I hate that.
But I was also
never ask an employee.
No, me neither. Not my game. But some people truly are like, they like the help. I guess. I don't know. This is funny. The first person I thought of was like, think about Scott.
Yeah, what about him? He asks a lot of questions.
He likes help in the store.
Yes, he does.
And it's not a bad thing, but you were looking for an example, and I was like, your husband.
He doesn't watch this.
Again, not a bad thing. We're just very different. I'm with you. I go in knowing what I want or what.
And I'm not looking around.
If I'm trying something on,
right there.
I might take a picture in the dressing room and send it to you, maybe.
Sure,
but like that's about as many opinions as I'm asking for.
I would rather just buy it and then return it if I didn't like it.
100%. But some people do like to find out and chat and take their time. And yeah, and that's fine.
Every single person wanted to chat today. Person fixing the toilet, the person with the mattress, the person looking at the other mattress. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not.
I think you got a little liquid here.
Oh, I do. Thanks. Gross. You like all this beard stubble that I didn't really get that I just.
What are you
over?
Talking about? I can't see anything.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
People wanted to talk. Scott likes to talk too.
I'm not that girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably because I used to work in retail, though.
Right.
I used to be happier. And I had a retail job for a year and a half. And it has stuck with me and my work history and my personal history as a person.
That was only a year and a half.
So fiercely. I know. I talk about it all the time. I should probably, like, get some therapy. Let it go.
You had therapy. You didn't talk about work?
Not that job.
That's all I talk about.
Is work.
No. Well, the idea of work.
Oh, right. What are we doing here? Why am I spending my time? What is money?
Girl,
I love that you're asking your therapist the big questions. They're like, girl, we got 15 minutes. I can't, like, undo capitalism for you. Did you meditate this week? Like, yeah. Did you?
No.
Oh.
I put it on my face. I was a little meditative.
Honestly.
Except I did it in like an hour and I was like.
In a frenzy with a horrific heart rate. Of like.
And Scott being like, can you come help me move the mattress?
And you're like, you're on your own. Oh, bless Scott. Because I also love that in those moments where we are out shopping together.
Yeah.
He can feel that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like genuinely. And those people can have a lovely experience.
Yes.
And I can have a lovely experience. And everybody's happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's making us pizzas.
Ooh, yum.
Would you ask? You pepperoni?
Yeah.
Pepperoni?
Pepperoni. And he's going to make a breakfast pizza,
He is
right?
making a breakfast pizza.
Do you spring for those eggs?
$40 million.
Wow. Girl, we're going to have a fancy dinner tonight.
Eggs.
Egg pizza.
Egg pizza.
Isn't that sad?
No, everything is sad.
We everything live is awesome.
In a time where Trump won a second term, everything is sad. Listen.
Well.
Listen.
Well, on that note, remember to be nice to yourself.
And don't snag stuff on your sweaters. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you probably can't see anything.
I'm just giving a moment because I'm going to zoom in on it real slowly here. So stand still.
Go read my smut. Even though you don't know what my name is. But you know what the fandom is.
Yeah, figure it out.
You know what both fandoms are, so you should be able to figure it out.
And you gave them a paragraph. They could really narrow this down if you're getting sleuthy.
That's true. That's true.
You want to be a real freak?
Real freak. It doesn't get too steamy.
You know what you could do? You could take that transcript. I'm giving them the one-way ticket. You can take that transcript and copy and paste it, and then it'll take you right there.
Oh, it'll get hotter. I think there's gonna be a threesome.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't decided, but then one of them's gonna die.
Wait, so spoilers.
Well, if you've seen The Birds.
Oh. So you're gonna be doing chapter installments?
Oh yeah,
how many chapters in are we?
We're
in. I need you to take that to your camera. Yeah, there you go. It was just such a shock. I love it. That's funny. Now both of us have you as our background.
Let's see.
Chapter
3, but I've already written the
3 out
chapter.
Of question mark.
Yeah, because I haven't finished it.
Ongoing.
But
oh, look at you did so many good tags.
You want to know the tags? Pretty good. Masturbation, interruptus, public masturbation.
Underwear theft.
Armpit, kink.
Mm-hmm. Gay.
Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Week, 9/11.
The majority of them are for the series that they are, and I always have to like scan through those really quick. It's like, I got it. You said it at the top.
Right,
but you,
right.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Wow. Anyways.
Go look it up. And read some nice schmutt this week.
There's like 16,000 words so
be
far.
Be nice. And,
oh, yeah. We're ending. Listen.
We don't have to.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
And just cry about it if you have to hear. I can leave and let you let it out.
I don't know what's happening tonight on Drag Race, but it's going to be so fun. Do you know what's happening on Drag Race tonight?
I don't. I was going to let you cry. Do you want me to come back and talk about this?
Oh, I can cry. I can cry.
Yeah, go for it.
Go there in a gentle girl.
Yeah.